So at some point in the late 1980s, I started to cook the Thanksgiving turkey on a Weber grill, and I have never looked back. It's the easiest thing in the world. 13 minutes per pound, you start with about 20 coals on either side of the drip pan, put that bird on there, close the lid, and about every 40 minutes you come out there, lift the lid up just enough to drop about 8 fresh coals on either side of it. Now, as much confidence as I built up over the years cooking the turkey this way, there was one conquest that stood in the way of me feeling total satisfaction about this, and that was convincing my mother-in-law to let me cook the Thanksgiving turkey at her home on the Weber grill. Because, you see, when I entertained my family at my house, I could cook the turkey any way I liked. But if it was Thanksgiving at her house for her family, it was the traditional way of cooking the turkey in the oven. Now, my mother-in-law was no ordinary person. In fact, I think she was an extraordinary person. Betty Elliott was the wife of Jim Elliott, the great sports writer for the Baltimore Sun, who I'm sure many of you know about, who covered the Orioles for all those years. And because he was on the road so much, she really ran the household from top to bottom, and I had incredible respect for her. And while I had earned my credentials with her in terms of household repairs, I really hadn't earned them yet in home economics. And so I pleaded and I cajoled and I begged, and I finally convinced her that I was capable of preparing the Thanksgiving turkey at her home on the Weber grill. She said, "I'll provide the turkey, the charcoal, and the other things you need. You just show up." So I arrived on that fateful day and almost immediately knew I was in for a challenge. I opened the shed to find in the back dark, damp corner a white bag with black letters that said charcoal on it that looked like it was about 30 years old, next to a rusty can of lighter fluid. Undaunted, I piled the coals on, dumped lots of fluid on them, lit my first match, threw it in, nothing. Started to squeeze a little more of the lighter fluid onto the coals, and it was starting to come out in the consistency of snot now, and took another match and I threw it down, nothing. I think I practically emptied the can on the third try, and I said a brief prayer to the patron saint of lighter fluid, and I dropped the last match on it, and whoosh, mushroom cloud. Now, you have to picture the setting. I'm on a concrete patio in the back of the house within plain view of about 6 or 7 of the other neighbors' houses who could see what was going on here, and I would imagine this flash of flame caught all their attention on a cold November morning. The coals got rocket hot. I plopped the lid down, went in to watch some football with my father-in-law. 40 minutes later, confident, I come out. The kettle is ice cold. The coals have gone out. At 13 minutes per pound, I'm on a glide path to serve 5 pounds of uncooked turkey at the dinner table. So I panicked. I put more of the goop on. I got the coals lit, but I don't know how I'm going to keep them lit. And then I had a MacGyver moment. I ran in the kitchen and I said, "Dub, can I have the turkey baster, please?" And my mother-in-law said, "Are you basting already?" I said, "Well, yes, it's amazing, isn't it?" Of course I lied. I get outside, I pull the bulb off the turkey baster, I lay on the ground, and I stick one end of it in the vent in the bottom of the charcoal grill, and I start blowing at the other end. Now, remember where I'm doing this. At this point, I picture all the neighbors starting to look out the window and wondering what the hell is going on in the Elliott's backyard. And you can just imagine some father kind of lining his kids up and saying, "Children, that's what happens when you use drugs. Look at him out there. He's a complete wastoid." So it worked. The kettle got rocket hot. I went back inside, and that was my ritual. About every 30 minutes, I was back out there. A couple of coals laying on the ground, trying to keep it going. So finally, the time came to take the turkey off. I got the platter. I walk outside. I lift the lid off, and there it is. A beautiful, perfectly cooked turkey, covered in a thick coat of gray charcoal ash. So I'm panicked at this point. I run in the kitchen, 40 yards of paper towels. I'll be right in with the turkey. So I lift the turkey, put it on the picnic table, and I'm out there now, wiping off the turkey on the back deck. So I'm just picturing no one's eating or watching football at any of the neighbors' houses. They're all watching the window. "Look, what's he doing now? He's got the turkey. He's wiping the turkey off." So to add insult to injury, as I'm lifting the drip pan out to pour the drippings into the pot to make some gravy, I knock 2 of the hot coals into the drip pan, and they're sizzling around like little comets, just cooling themselves off in the gravy, and I'm trying to get them with the tongs. I finally got them out, and at this point I realize I'm about to kill everyone in that house because I have poisoned the turkey and I've poisoned the drippings. So it was a Norman Rockwell moment at the table with everything set out there, and I remember somebody remarked about how shiny the turkey looked. Of course it's shiny, I thought to myself. I've just been brushing it down with charcoal grit. So we were about to have a Norman Bates experience, clearly. So I don't know whether it was guilt or whether I just didn't want to be there to see the death throes of my loved ones, but I took the largest serving of turkey I could fit on the plate, and I poured gravy all over everything. I closed my eyes. I took that first bite, and it was the best turkey I have ever made. And it's the best turkey I've ever made since. And I tell you, the look of pleasant surprise on my mother-in-law's face was the greatest Thanksgiving gift a son-in-law could ever ask for. Thank you, Baltimore.
Wayne Murphy.